Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So this guy just scored a ton of brownie points with me. All right, look, here's the quick story. I heard this noise in the front yard and I wondered what it was. And sure enough, I thought, oh no, could this be the day? And it was. You see, my father-in-law is in town from Michigan and he's playing in the backyard with the kids. And as chance would have it, it's the day that the guy is coming to do the lawn treatment. And this guy's fantastic. His name's Al from Down to Earth. Okay, but here's the point. He did the front yard and I heard noise and then he starts coming to the backyard and I stop him. I say, oh, Al, this is a bummer. I said, we're having this gathering tonight in the backyard. He's like, oh, don't even worry about it. He said, I'll come back later next week and I'll come back again and I'll treat the whole backyard and you don't even worry about it. And I said, oh, that is awesome, because we have little kids that are going to be playing on the lawn and I know you don't want people on the lawn for 24 hours. He says, not a problem at all. Look, man, I'll come back. You guys are awesome. And then he goes on to tell me even more about some other things in the front yard that he was going to come and do extra work for just for free, all right? So I'm blown away because, again, as a business owner, I make it a point to over-deliver and I make it a point to try to, you know, provide amazing service. And you don't get it right every single time, but your goal is to get it right. So I told Al, I said, wow, man, this is amazing. I said, what can I do to serve you? I said, is there some place I can review? Because listen, it's great when people say, what can I do to help you, this type of thing. And a lot of times people don't know what to say. So instead I said, could I post a review somewhere? And he said, yeah, actually go into our email and there's this little thing where it says write reviews. So sure enough, I clicked it and I wrote a review on Google, Yelp, and Facebook. And I just wrote a nice paragraph, copied and pasted it. One place asked for a photo, so I quick snapped a photo of his truck in the front yard. And here's the point. While I was there, I saw one guy who gave it a one-star review. And so I went out and talked with Al. I said, is this guy crazy or what? Why he gave you a one-star review? He said, look, he's not even a customer. He just randomly posted this. And the point is this, there's a lot of lessons in this, okay? I'm gonna quickly go Coach Carrie on you and give you a quick few lessons. Number one, Al did not say, hey Carrie, I'm already here, too bad, tough luck. I'm just gonna treat it anyway. That would have been really bad. Or if you would have said, you know what, I'll just skip it this time and I just won't do it altogether. That would have been bad. He went and he over-delivered and said, I'm gonna come back because we're in the neighborhood next week and I'll do it. So that was awesome. So first of all, big points, you know, don't just skip the service. Don't just do the service when somebody doesn't want it. He inconvenienced himself to over deliver. So that's a great business point right there. Number two, if you're the one who's gotten serviced well, offer to do a review. Reviews matter. Look, people all the time do not help and thank people. And listen, thank you is big. You set yourself up as an outlier when you say thank you. So if you read a book that's good, if you've listened to a podcast that's good, I know this as a content creator. You need to go out and thank the people. And so when I read a good book, you know, I try to go and review it and boom, there's one I read recently that I haven't reviewed. So I got to go do that. All right. And then lastly, don't worry about the one-star reviews. If you're a business owner and you get a one-star review or someone who's really negative or they're just mean people, don't give your attention to that. Just go out and seek to create more positive reviews. So listen, this is Cary Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire, a little bit of business coaching there. Hope it helps for you. Three quick tips. And I'm just impressed. I'm impressed with people who do great customer service. And I just want to honor the people in my life, like Al and Down to Earth, who did that. So good job to you. And go ahead, if you're a business owner, go create some wins for your clients, your customers. And I'd love to hear about it. Share in the notes if you've ever had a good experience and if you've ever done some reviews for other people. That'd be great. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.